Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 45. Home is where you hang your self-love. Your week 7 mantra is, I enjoy exploring self-love. Hi, how are you? We're at that point in the week where we're either feeling pretty good or we're scrambling because we know it's going to end. I personally am feeling pretty good. Got a couple of huge projects completed. And that always leads to more work, but the hard part is over, so that feels good. Of course, many of us now are working out of our homes, which has completely changed the way we live. I always worked out of my home, but I had, always, since I became an entrepreneur, so a lot of years, 5 years or more. But I had the whole house to myself. So yes, I worked out of my home, but I didn't have like one place that I worked. I would move around whatever suited me on that day. I would go to a coffee shop or go to a co-working space. But now I just pretty much work from home, really all the time. And more often than not, I'd say I split my time between being in my bed and working on my laptop and then being at my desk. At any rate, our lives have changed because of this work from home phenomenon, which was aided by the pandemic, for those of us lucky enough to be able to stay home. And in our case, that means we also have a makeshift home office in our living room, right? So I don't know what your setup is, but the reason I bring this up is that the next way we're going to infuse self-love into our lives in a fun, full of ease way is by looking around our houses. And particularly after a big shift, a transition, kids go back to school or somebody changes jobs and, builds an office in their house, whatever it is. But particularly after big shifts, this is a really good process to go through and just to see if what is in your home are things that make you feel loved, that bring a smile to your face, and that embody love for you. And this is, I feel like so strongly about this topic because space to me is so important. I think this also relates back to my childhood story where I would get attached to a home we lived in and then we would move. And this, was my life, and for better or for worse, but I think it made me, maybe become more emotionally attached to my physical environment than most kids. I've noticed, currently we are going through the KonMari process in our house with a trained consultant. Shout out to Hannah. She's at SparkJoyAtLife if you're on Instagram. And I was actually very surprised that my two children don't have as much emotional attachment to the majority of our stuff and not even really to our house. I think that actually speaks to the stability we've created for them, that they're secure in kind of our family unit without it having to be tied to this one specific house. That's my theory. Anyway. But I've always been very attached to whatever space I'm living in, and I've always had very high expectations of it. And I'm learning a lot this year because of the shifts that have occurred in our daily life. You know, I'm learning how to compromise and be flexible, which is huge. And those are parts of a loving relationship. I feel like I've always been good at doing that with myself, being flexible as to where I wanted to work in my house, but not so good doing it with other people. So this has been a really an opportunity for growth for me. And I'm still growing because some days I'm still very annoyed. And then the other thing that's happening in our house right now is that we're preparing to put our house on the market. So my mindset has shifted quite drastically since I came up with the idea of this topic. But I am going to stick to the general way that I set up a house that makes me feel loved and a house that I love being in. And I'll share those techniques with you, and maybe it'll spark some idea in your own brain of like, hey, I do something similar to that, or, oh, I don't do that at all, I do this. So again, I'm always sharing these things just so that you can hear one way of doing it or one way of thinking about it, and hopefully it ignites ideas and energy so that you can, you know, do it on your own, but do it in your own way. So to me, a self-love home doesn't have to do with your style, your decorating style, whether you're a traditionalist or a contemporary lover of modern art, or whether you love clean lines and minimalism, or like me, you fill your house with as much stuff as you possibly can. And it doesn't have to do with whatever is on the cover of an Architectural Digest magazine or Better Homes and Gardens, whatever your flavor is. I love looking at those magazines, by the way. They give me ideas. But I did have to stop looking at them for a while until I figured out who I was really. And then I could go back and look at them because I knew my own style. And again, I get ideas from them, but I don't feel like I have to be just like those photos in my home. So it has less to do with your particular style than it does you knowing what that style is. So really getting to know what you like and don't like when it comes to setting up a home. This is both function and the way it looks. There's this famous quote, I'm blanking on the person's name, something Morris, William Morris, where he says, you know, have nothing in your house that is not beautiful or useful. Typically, I like to come up with my own rules, but that has always made a lot of sense to me as far as just like a general guideline. If I love looking at it, it can stay. If I love using it, it can stay. Of course, KonMari is showing us that after living somewhere for 7 years, you know, we can't possibly stick to that rule 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year for 7 years, because that would drive someone crazy. So stuff creeps in that I don't love, and stuff creeps in that I don't love using. And so it's nice to take this break, this pause from our usual lives and really pick up everything in my house and ask myself whether or not I want to keep it. It had to be the right time, and the time is right, and that's why I'm enjoying that process. But I think the process actually of having a self-love home actually really starts with, after you know yourself and you know your style, you know what kind of function you like and what you like to look at. I think the process has to do more with what you're bringing into the home. So we can sort of cut off at the pass any extraneous decor or even functional items. Mark, who does the cooking in our house, doesn't really like, you know, one-off, like one function items. He likes to have less items overall, and these items can be multi-purpose. So like a pressure cooker is great, right? You can do tons of different stuff in it. It takes up a lot of room, but it's one of the few things that he really needs and uses. Same thing with a handheld blender. Uses it all the time. But as far as, you know, let's say an avocado slicer, you know, something that's only meant to do that one thing, he's not really interested in acquiring that. Now, some people, they love those kinds of tools. They make their lives easier. So remember, it's not about a right or wrong. It's about what you know that you like. When I look around my house, you know, I like things that have character, things that have a story, things that have a soul. And I like a lot of them. And that part of my personality is probably not going to go away no matter how much KonMari I do. But I also like, one of the things I know about myself is that I like to move these things around. I like to clear the energy. I like to move furniture around. So I have to pay attention to that part of myself if I want my home to be loving. If I just put stuff on the fireplace mantle and it stays there for 5 years, I don't walk by and love it. I walk by and love it for the first few months. But I need refreshes. It's kind of like bringing in a bouquet of flowers and then the flowers wilt and then you bring in a new bouquet of flowers. And that's one of the reasons I do buy things that are used or loved already, because I know I'm going to use them and then want to pass them along too. So I don't want to invest a lot of money in this stuff. I don't want to have that feeling when I move on from it. Like, oh, I no longer like bunnies. You know, I don't want to move on from that and think, God, you know, I wasted all that money. I just want to think, thank you, bunnies, for coming into my life when you did. And now it's time to pass you along. And just, yeah, feel gratitude for those things and not have any of that. For me, what would be associated weight of the amount of money I had spent. And that's because one of my values is frugality. So yeah, so this is a big piece of it. Knowing what you like, making sure the layout and the function works for you. If you don't love it and you don't love using it, let it go. And for that matter, don't buy it in the first place. Sometimes we buy it because we think we're going to love it. It's just like clothing. And then if you don't like it, you don't have to keep it. Give it to somebody else who you think would like it. My friends and I are always passing things around among us. And that's great because then we don't have to feel bad about buying it. And we know someone is using it who's actually going to get something out of it. There's a piece of home, loving your home, that has to do with things that are given to you. Speaking of that, and could be heirlooms passed down or gifts that people have given you. And that has a lot of emotional baggage with it. But I really try to follow the same rules. If someone gave it to me and I don't love it, I don't love looking at it, and I don't love using it, then I do try to find another home for it. And that's out of respect for the item and that item should be in a home where it's loved. And I think that's the best way to show gratitude for the gift that has been given you. I could go on and on about this topic. I'll stop myself here. I love talking about home, the home. And so self-love and home together is like my my favorite, most ideal topic on the whole world, on the whole earth. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll do a deeper dive into this at some point this year. Maybe once we find our new home, we'll do a deep dive on setting up a self-love home. But for today, or at some point this week, for your action item, I would like you to identify the place in your home that you love the most. Where do you like being the most? And in order to figure out why, instead of just trying to figure out why on your own, take a look at that area and sort of notice and breathe in all of the details. So So if I were to say right now, I'm sitting at my desk, if this was the place I love most, which it is not, by the way, I'm not a desk person in quotes, but if it were, then I would sort of notice the shape of the desk, the color of the desk, but I would also notice all of the things on it. And then I would also notice the place it is in the room. If you want to make a bulleted list, write these things down, but really describe this spot. If it's your front porch, if it's your bedroom, if it's your sunken living room, your chef's kitchen, whatever it is, describe it in detail. Write down all of the things that you love about it. And for now, just ignore anything that you don't love. Because for this exercise, we're writing down everything we love about the favorite place in our house, and in a way to show it gratitude, and also in a way to learn, sort of have this list of things, right, that we can use to judge the rest of our house by. So if you know you absolutely love this spot, that's going to tell you a lot about how you might replicate that feeling in the rest of your house. But for this action item, just do the list, just identify the place and create the list, and then you'll have that to go back to at another point when you're ready to look at other places in your home. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. This episode of Self Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our custom music and to Jesse at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.